السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2263 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 8th of Rajab. Huzaifa bin Yaman, Sahibu Sirli Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the confidant of the Master alayhi salam, who's buried there in Iraq, he states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yadrusul Islam, kama yadrusu wasbus washyut thawb, that Islam will disappear. And remember, just like how that, remember that how the clothing, the dirt and all that, the stains on the clothing disappears. Hatta la yudra ma siyamun wala salatun wala nusukun wala sadaqa. So much so, the time will come, people will not know what is fasting, what is salat and namaz and prayer, what is sacrifice and qurbani, what is charity, zakat and voluntary charity. وَالْيُسْرَ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَيُسْرَ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And one night, remember, the Kitabullah also will disappear, Quran Sharif. So Kitabullah Azza wa Jalla fi laylatin, one night it will disappear. فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْهُ آيَةٌ, not one verse will remain. Imagine what difficult times still to come. وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and there will be groups of people. وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, الشَّيْخُ الْكَبِيرُ وَالْعَجُوزُ, the old man and the old lady, يَقُولُونَ, they will say, أَدْرَكْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ, we found our parents saying this kalima, لا إله إلا الله, فَنَحْنُ نَقُولُهَا, and we will say it. فَقَالَ لَهُ سِلَةٌ, somebody will tell them, مَا تُغْنِيَانُمْ, it's not going to help you, لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ, وَهُمْ لَا يَدْرُونَ, and remember, they don't know مَا صَلَاتٌ وَلَا صِيَامٌ وَلَا نُسُكٌ وَلَا صَدَقَةٌ, and the people, they don't know what is salat, the masses, they don't know what is fasting, what is sacrifice, qurbani, charity, zakat. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ حُزَيْفَةُ, so after that Sila said that person, so then Huzaifa turned away, ثُمَّ رَدَّ, turned away from him, ثُمَّ رَدَّهَا عَلَيْهِ ثَلَاثًا, and then repeated those words three times, كُلُّ ذَلِكَ يُؤْرِضُ عَنْهُ حُزَيْفَةُ, so every time that he was turning away, telling the people, ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْهِ فِي ثَالِثَةُ, and the third time he faced him and said, يَا Sila, that tunjihim min an-nar, you must save them from the fire, salasan, not say it's not going to help them. So the more and more fitnas will come, if people believe in tawheed and nothing else reach them, so that also will suffice for them. So imagine what trials and tribulations still to come. And if you travel to the world like how we have with Allah's help, and we already saw such places in South America and other parts of the world, remember, people don't know even the basics of Islam, what is namaz, what is Ramadan, what is fasting, what is zakat, and you have to teach them now in the time me and you are living. So imagine what halat will still come and conditions will still come. Only Allah protect us, protect our progeny, protect the ummah of Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we feel sad, how sad the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be. So each one of us, let's try our best to propagate the deen of Islam in its pristine purity. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.